וטעם זה גורמי לפי שכיח טייב הזה צורך לכיף ש ולמיני וממשך בריסנוי ולוי שיפעל ויחיה מייסי. It's a strange expression in Russian Yiddish because it's translation from Arabic. But I suppose Meisei means dormant. In other words, through this music and through this singing, you one is likely to arouse the dormant taivis that lurk in a person's sack. So he says, in other words, he's talking about music and songs that have a frivolous note. In other words, rock and roll music. There always has been rock and roll music. Never mind, I mean, this nonsense that there was a certain person who invented it. He invented one form of rock and roll music, but rock and roll music had existed since Jesus in the branches. ומשכיחים ביחד הייתם לכלל שמעטים כמי זה אשר מביא לידי שמיר עשה נפש ומהירוס הספרוס לעסוק עשמוס כל או יקניעו לדבור עם הריקים לפי שדילי הטבע לא נכתבו אלו לפי הורי ורוגי שדיבו חכם בהם. In other words, the Rambam says that frivolous music doesn't mean something that is expressive, that there are pornography. No, not after that. Even if there is no pornography, no nibble, but if it is conducive, if it is capable of arousing ecstasy in the heart of the person, so then it will lead to frivolity. Only certain individuals, it says, Yechidi Sgulo, so they will not become demoralized as a result of ecstasy. But the average person can only become demoralized as a result of excess. So he says, "V'imashdichim be'achlayit in aklav." Shemati can I say? You see, there are certain people who become very inspired by certain kind of songs. Now, I don't want to mention names, but these are exceptions. So, but the average person is likely to become demoralized as a result of excess. Because when a person's mind, intellect, ceases to be the censor over his emotions, then the person can no longer serve. As a matter of fact, you see that all those under hope, of course there are exceptions, but all those who are involved in the music profession, and I'm not saying anything against the Yechidi Sgula, but most, Rubin to Rubin, of those who are involved in the music profession lead the Nima life. I mean, this is the fact. I mean, we don't have to deceive ourselves. Why? Because music has the tendency to arouse the emotions and to take away the control of the intellect. And when a person is so lets himself be swayed by his emotions, so then he can go on the circle. What happened to Shabbos Tzvi? Originally, the first adherents of Shabbos Tzvi were good Jews, Maminim, good Jews, but they let themselves be swayed by emotions, by ecstasy. And once you let yourself be swayed by emotions, so then the halacha has no control. Then the halacha has no control. So because of that, he says that frivolous music is not dafke. Music that is explicitly frivolous. In other words, even if it can arouse too much ecstasy in the person, so it's also frivolous. So we must hear him there by it in a cloud, Shemat in the Mesi, Asher Mivir in the Shmir as a Nefesh, Umirus his Paulus, Lasog as Musco, with Leo with the Yorikin, with Shedin Ating or Nich the World, for your day of Rogan, Shedin Chachom Gay, וכבו ביארו לא מהנבים זייץ ואומרו בגנוסו השימוש בכלי השיר על דרך הפולחון על שנועסו וזה אומרו הפרטים על פי הנבל כי דובים חושבו להם כלי שיר וכבו ארנו בפיירו שובן שאין הפר בין הדיבורים הויבניים לדיבורים הערבים. So in there is a long discussion in the Pirkei Avos. So there he criticizes certain Jews. So if somebody sings a song in Arabic, let's say at wedding, So he's being condemned and criticized. Even if that, even if the contents of that song in Arabic have a sublime motive. So, but if it's sung in Arabic, so it's no good. But if it is, if the song is chanted in Russian Akedesh, so even if it's frivolous, nothing wrong with it. So he criticizes these people. And he says on the contrary, if a certain song has a frivolous note, so it's worse when he chanted Russian Akedesh. Because then he's mechaber the Russian Akedesh. The Russian Akedesh should be used for sublime things, not for frivolous things. So this is what is Sheruch Vobram Ruchirish of his concept. שנהתם לדיבורים או עבריים לדיבורים הערבים ואם זה עושה ומותר ומפיינים הכל ואיזם הדיבורים So there in the Pirush of Pirkei Avos and the Mishnah of the Motzosi Laguf Tev Mishniko So he classifies Dibur into different categories Dibur Osea Dibur Hamigune Nat Osea Dibur Hamigune and Dibur Hamutea and Dibur Hamichuye and Dibur Hamishimo Five categories So dibur osa means, let's say, if it involves mamish dibur peh, so then it's dibur osa, if that's all. And dibur hamuta means just his own private things. And dibur hamigune means it doesn't involve any dibur osa, it doesn't involve any dibur peh, it doesn't involve any lashon hara, it doesn't involve any klole, but it's migune. In other words, what does it mean, Gune? Who am Tsubebe? Who creates a table, who mudo, who creates a mudo, who is doing this as I said. Now, Hachelika Beis, who are Dibu Anessa, Vinizam, the Kiddi Shekel, Bashekel, the Chiles, Kwole, and so on. The Chelim Nibu Pe, the Rosh Mara. That's all. Hachelika Gimu, who are Dibu Animus. Asherim Be Iterelis, Lyodom in Apshe. Vilui Abeo, Vilui Mer, Kirib Sipur Ayamein. במשיר על מה שהויום, מה היא מנהלים על הפלילי, ביכולי, ביכולי שעושים בעצמו בספלילי, או יחיצה של פלילי, ואילו כאילו מישהו מחכום עם פסיכופטל, והחסידים משתנו בעמצום, לא ניח, זה החלק נגיד. בודץ מגולי. החלק הדלת הוא הנאה, והוא הדיבו בשבח המיילס הסיכליס ומיילס המיליאס, ובגנוס הפחיסיאס, משני המינים יחד, לאויר הנפש, למיילס בסיפורים ובשירים, ולמונו מן הפסיך, מן הפחיסיאס, בדרוך עם האלה, בעצמה, וכן לשבח החשוב עם מלאי עצמה מסיים, כדי שניפו ממגיהם בין בניות, ויהיו כבד הקיים, ובגן יסורים בפחיסיוס סיים, כדי שיסגונו פולוסון וזיכון בין בניות, וישרחנו להם, ולסנע בהם כמנגיהם. החלק ההלי הוא עמוד. So in other words, then he says, גם יש ליבוזה תייצפס, כי כשהיו שני פיוטים ולשני ימינים אחד, מהוי הכיח התעבור, וישה בחויסו, וישה מחנפש בו, והוא חיסוס, והוא מחלק הדיבר על מוס, מפני שהוא מזרנס ומעבר על מיד הפחוסו, כמו שמזבוי מדברים יותר קביעי, ויהיו אחד משני הפיוטים עברי, ואחד ערבי ולעז, יהיה שמי עשו עברי והדיבר בו יהיה סנים עשו אצל התאירו, למעלה סלושן שאין צורך שישתם שבה, אלו במיילס, כל שכנים מצטרף אלו שיוסימו בפוסק מתאים. So I was, if it's a, if there are two songs, and if the songs are equally frivolous, so it's much worse when it is chanted in Rosh Nakedesh than when it is chanted in Arab. Now, so in other words, the Rambam, Yod HaZoko, only mentions Lucas Tainas. The Nisa Mitzarachot, Mitzaravilas of Nechot. He doesn't mention any other Nisa. Here in the Tshuva, he doesn't discuss the Yisra as a Avilus of Tzalachot. So we could say it's two separate things. Because in Lechastanyes, He mentions me self playing music, even if the music is sublime. Even if the music is sublime, as I may as a whole. Here he mentions frivolous music of frivolous envy. So that is also because of its frivolity. Not because I was a home. But the question is, the Rambam in Yom Hazoko when he mentions the Yisrael music as Abeles and Chom, so he says, V'chein gozo, shalom inagim v'chol shir, v'chol midi zemer, v'chol mashmir ikel shal shir, osom ismeyabel, v'yosom v'sheimom v'fe'achu. So where is the mocha for this gemore? Everybody says, Aho gemore, for this halacha, Aho gemore, the posik of Altismach Yisroel El Gilbamik. So, imahu avamin hamim lezim for the money of the pume shori komashu. That the pume is also a sarah shir. And the more mentioned the posik of this man is oil to bami. And this the Rambam mentioned as a veil as a lechol. But in the Shuvas Rambam, when he discusses frivolous singing and frivolous music that is not based on the home, he also mentions this posik. Al Tismach Yisroel El Gilkan. El Gilkan. So, Moshe, if this posik is based upon Abeles and Chom, so it is no mockery for frivolous music. And if this posik is the source for frivolous music, so it cannot be used as a source, as a basis for the Yisrael of playing music that is not frivolous. I think you have it to mark, you know? Now, so it seems that the Rambam, that according to the Rambam, this posik of Altismach Yisroel Gil Ba'amin, it serves as a basis for the Yisrael of frivolous music, frivolous singing, and also the Yisrael of music as Abeles on the whole. And of singing the base of stories as a real as Holocaust. The same person. Why? Because when the Chachomim assert certain things, as a real as Holocaust, they did not assert any normal functioning of life. That the Chachomim didn't assert. The Chachomim, the purpose of all the takonets of Abeles and the Chom was not that the Jew should torment himself as a child. There is no such takonet. The purpose was to inspire the people. In other words, because the Abeles and the Chom, so is conducive to Cheshma Nefesh. And in the long run, it is conducive to Jew too. So that's the reason as why the Chachomim were misacking certain things. And they answer certain things as Abeles and Chom, in order to instill a mood of solemnity and seriousness and responsibility towards Klal Yisrael in the heart and the mind of every Jew and Jewess. That's the reason as to why the Chachamim answer certain things as Abeles and Chom. Not that the Jews should torment themselves. That is no mitzvah. So the purpose of all the Abeles and Chom is to instill a mood of solemnity. So Mimele, the posik says, Al Tismach Yisroel El Gilkan. So then, I don't remember the Roshna posik, but then the Novi says that the Jews suffered. So Mimele, so the Novi says, Al Tismach Yisroel El Gilkan. In other words, the Jews cannot resort to the same lifestyle as the Israel. So Mimele, that means that excessive music and excessive singing is conducive to laxity and to frivolity. So for the same reason, this is what the Pasuk says, Al Tismach Yisroel El Gilgal. In other words, Jews have to deport themselves differently than Mimele. They should not allow themselves to be swayed by their emotions. And they always have to be on guard against falling prey to to emotions and to ecstasy. So because of that, the Chachomim assert certain things as Avilas Anachom, because the purpose of the Avilas Anachom is also to dispel frivolity from the Jewish heart, to instill solemnity and a sense of responsibility and solidarity with Klal Yisrael. If a person is always in a frivolous mood, so he cannot have any feeling of solidarity with the Klal Yisrael. And how can he be mishtabel mitzayim shel Yisrael if he lets himself be swayed by his emotions? So it's like the Mayor Katz of New York, when he came to ballpark to visit, to see, I mean, the victim who was stabbed Friday night at midnight by a certain hooligan. So then he was singing. He was singing, "What a wonderful life it is. How am I doing?" So, I mean, you can't instill discipline in a city if the mayor is disposed to sing "What a wonderful life it is." So in other words, that's the purpose. This is the purpose of the Avilas Anachom. Their purpose is to instill a mood of solemnity and seriousness and a sense of responsibility. So the posik of Altismach Yisroel Gil Kami really conveys the message that excessive singing and excessive playing is only conducive to demoralization. So then the Chachamim place certain limits. So one is that they have certain things and Avilas Anachom. And then, but so then they only ask the Beis HaMishteh. They didn't ask Shaloi the Beis HaMishteh. Oh, if it's excessive singing, Kadekoin Vidomich, every time he gets up and every time he retires. But otherwise it's not Osir. But if the song has a frivolous note, then it's Osir. The question is, why is it that the Rambam Yerach HaZokor here he mentions any sort of frivolous singing and frivolous music even without recourse to Avilas Anachom? And why is it that in Yerach HaZokor he doesn't mention? He only mentions the Tzivu, the Takone, as Avilas Anachom. So it appears from the Rambam, and after looking over, when the Rambam divides Dibur into five categories, one is Muzer, like Dibur Peh, Shnora, Klole, and one is Mitzubeh, like Dibur Nator, Riyasator, one is Nimos, one is Meshubach, and one is Muter. So when he discusses the songs that are conducive to frivolity, not songs that are expressive of Dibur Peh, that's Muzer. But the songs that are conducive to frivolity, he includes them in the category of Nimos, not in the category of Muzer. So the reason as to why the Rambam doesn't mention, he only mentions in Hilchos Taanis the Iser of music as Avilas Anachom, but he doesn't mention the Iser of songs that are conducive to frivolity, because according to the Rambam, this Iser is not an Iser of Zadatzinei. It is Nichlal in Minnesotis. And then the Rambam discusses in Hilchos Deyes. So, I mean, that a person should be restrained in his speech. So, Mimele, if he sings, if he indulges in songs that are conducive to frivolity and are just derech chayik, so then it's an avela, he's a chayte, because he's not a barmides. So, he doesn't have to mention it explicitly, because the iseras avelas, so that is a din, it's a datsman. And that kind of a song that is expressive of Nibu Peh or Shnora, so that is Muzer, so that the Rambam mentions. But songs that are not expressive of any Nibu Peh, but they might arouse the dormant emotions in the person, so that's not Oseh because of his special Maiseh. That's Oseh Mitzad Midas for us. So that the Rambam discusses in Lukas Dei is just that the Rambam doesn't mention an Iser of being a Shikar. Because being a Shikar is an Iser that comes in this. So that's also Oseh. But it's not, there was no special takonic that the Chachomim assert let's say, a frivolous singing. But if somebody indulges in frivolous singing, not only if he indulges, if he just, even if he sings at the trender, the Hakoy Baume, so he's not the Baumides. So it's like someone who shikars. What Issa is doing shikaring? There is no Issa. There is no other Issa. But he's not the Baumides, he's the Baltaive. And if he indulges in frivolous music, in rock and roll music, he's not the Baumides. So he's a chayte because I'm the scholar of Mides. That's the reason as to why the Rambam didn't mention it in Yoleh Hazor. Because it's included in Mides. But the chiyuv is an aveiles, that is a special takone, that he mentions. Now, the Miri in Seite, when he mentions, so from the Rambam we see the Zimrim Nolondoseh, that's an aveiles and a chuk. The Miri in Seite, Taisa says that Zimun no doser, so he mentions the Mishnah say, Nani shepotos an eder and bottle shield in Samistois. Shenema bishil in Shiai. So it's Mashon Taisa that's based upon Avelis for the Chogm, and the Rambam also mentioned it as Avelis for the Chogm. But the Midrashit is different. He says, Mishepotos an eder, bottle a shield in Samistois. What's a lima base Chupas Hassan? Wir haben es wieder was gegen die Schar Shops. Bei Hugen in Genossen. Und Pio schon die Tau mit der Meiro, sie bis man es an Hebron, wo ich so immer es an Hebron allein, weil er ja immer drin war mit Wolle beschehen. So er kommt in mir, there is no singing, wie weiß am Stolz, is also not as a Bilas an Hebron. But why does Mishnah say, Mishnah Potos an Hebron, Potos an Hebron, Potos an Hebron, the implication being, that as long as the Bisamidosh existed, the Sanhedrin functioned in the Mishkas Avozis, it was not osir to sing songs in the Bisamishtoreis. So he says, as long as the Sanhedrin functioned, hoy so ima Sanhedrin alayim, v'lo yoyim in dvam v'lo yishir. But at the Chum, Mishabot for Sanhedrin, so the Mele, the control sees, so the Mele, every song, the base of Mishnah is, except if it's Isudas Mitzvah, but every song, the base of Mishnah is, had the potential of demoralizing people, was conducive to the people. As long as the base of Mishnah existed, and there was in the Sanhedrin Aleihem, and the Sanhedrin inspired all the Jews, so then there was, every Jew had a certain control over his own activities. But Mishchorah b'samigdosh, Mishchorah b'samhedrin, so the Ime Sanhedrin, the control of the Sanhedrin was removed. So Mimele, it was conducive to Dvar Nevoah B'Shir. In other words, according to the Miri, it's not based, it's not B'teras Aveles on the Chum. But the Chum marked the time when any song, no matter what the content of the song is, so it marked the time that any song b'beis hamishtoreis is conducive to frivolity and demoralization. That's the shita of the Miri. But the shita of the Rambam is that it's only b'tzad aveiles and the Chum. Now, yes, what?
Would the Rambam imply that let's say people sing excessively serves the shishvachos, they go very wild and singing the many spirits in a very wild way, even though they basically, the people who originated it, they had a good karma. But they get carried away. For example,
what is the purpose of this singing? Is the purpose
sensibly,
to inspire the song, or the purpose is, you know, to have fun? If the purpose is just to have fun,
the basic karma was
to just revive. If the purpose is to inspire themselves, so then it's not awesome. That's what the Rambam says. The average person, so excessive singing is conducive to frivolity. That's it. There are other people where excessive singing might inspire.
No, no,
but these are exceptions. The Rambam says in the Torah.
So the basic one was the Shem Shemayim, but he got carried away.
That's right, he got carried away, yeah, of course. So, alright. אומר רבינו בנוסח רב אשר, מה היא תחסיד כאילו מדימונו ועד אבו? אומר אם עצמו שבי ארץ ישראל כחושי. הצטר מצבי ארץ ישראל. אומר לי, אותו ענו לי ידענו אם עצמו שבי ארץ ישראל כחושי. אל רבי אם ארג איזה יום הבור. תאי, כל שבי שריקין על חבי ילדי מי, שייך נביעה בישר די. So that's why with what Rezer said to Maruk, in other words, דין ועד השם בישראל. אומר לי, אומר אתו ציקלק ודמונו ונסנסנו, הוכנמו, אומר לי, אבא רבי, אם בערגי זה אוכל, אבו מתיים. רבחם בחזו יום אבא אוכל, כל מי שישלי צעק הסליגימו על חבר, שגזר ממנו ועיר וחיו, נשאר עם זה ניסו. ודי מי, שייכל בסנאי הישראלי. אומר לי, נשגלו זה לרבון. But this is only in the Sidus. אנו לא במנהלים, אם שמחפוס על נשאר, it's not in Israel. But it's in the Sidus. אומר לי, the Jerusalem Rabbonet. Clearly we know the Osset. How do we know that the garland is Osset? Clearly. Omer Lehim Rabbon, it nam the Pulmish or Aspinonus goes for Atomis Hassonim Valayirus. Irus is a certain kind of rebel. Is a certain Tavu de Hapume, the Guzukam Kaskis. So, they assert Atomis Hassonim. So, Rashi says, the Pulmish חיו של אספיונס כמי שבוטים זלעיהם ולעירוס כלילה הולעיסים התורס לחסנים יש על זו וחסף צווי סוציורית וגוקם של מלך ויש על ברד והודס נבי רוזס או רדס so in other words כלילה means like a crown doesn't it so it was some of the crowns were real crowns so it's all in kesed and some were made out of roses or flowers a garland. So that is Osir. So that is Osir. It goes to Atomis Hassan and Valius. At the Hoche, Kom Rabunel Lachmui. Omre Rabbi the Kroxi. Kirem Adi Shem Aliki. Hosek HaMitzres El Lord Vatoro. Zoi Shloi Zoiz. Hashvei Lo Agbei Vagovei Hashvei. Vichimai Yinye Mitznefes El Vatoro. Ala Lein Lo. Bizman Shem Sever Vishingon Vatoro Vishlodo. Yisrael Kuzem Vishingon Vishlodo. Yisrael Kuzem Vishlodo. At the Hoche Osir Rabunel Hashvichim Ida Abi Yasu. Omer Lein Lo Riki. mit Rabon. Er lochiz de Shmoch, lochiz de Miloch, chizdoi Miloch. Rabbi de Ashtich oi mar barabashe, da habu god mit Kulila li Prat. So he made the garland for his God. Omalei, we zoba lo mar, hosei ha mitznefes vorein ha Toro, omalei, dumye de kein godo, vi gavre, aber binashe loy. Binashe loy. Now, what does it mean? Now, it is a slide at the Kashi here. Regabei. Vikash, what nam the shilet del basra the sainte the pulmish on tutis, goes to a tovish on kale, so even by women, it's osea, a tovish is osea. Al mish tig zeve so you, the pulmish of ish nishla aspiones, first, aspiones made the first siege over Yerushalayim. And then Titus became the commander of another regiment that made the siege of Yerushalayim. So before the Sovishim, Aspionis made the siege of Yerushalayim, so the Chachomim answered, Atoresh Lachasan, who is Pumis, Achre, Shol Titus, goes to the Atoresh Akal, so you see Ben Ashi, it's also there. Yeshleim Ashi, peace rein Atoresh Hakal, it's Atoresh Hasan. Yocham, Gab Atoresh Hasan, who is Shalom 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 ולאיבי אומר, אשר כאן הוא שוכר לבוסר. בגלל התורס הקל להמדינון, אומר הלו ואחרונה, עיר של זו. תאינה מהוכה, איזו התורס הקל, עיר של זו. אבל איזה יקיב שאומר, אהו מטעם כי עיר של זו נסע לקל. אבל שור התורס מותר, ולחסני נסרו הקל. זאת אומרת, when the Morris, so, in connection with חסני, so every garland is also. Not dafke a crown that has zov or kesef, but in connection with kalets, with women, so only an irshol zov, an irshol zov is osa, as avilas alechol. So, and even an irshol zov is a certain tachshit that is worn on the head, it's also in the form of a garland, but there is zov or kesef in that garland. But if the garland is made, is it consists of a wreath of flowers, no zog the kesef, so then it is muter. It is muter for a garland. Masheinke, we got a chasanim, so it's also any garland, whether it absorbs or it doesn't absorb. So, this is what he wants. So, do me the king of the garland, our national, my zois, my zois, those of our viewers, Zinin Omish, with Rabame, Zinin Omish, with Rabas, Bishor Shamak, and his bold call in Israel. Hosea Mitznev is Rogan Mato, Omu Malach Hashem is like a Shbo, the Ben Shalom, Zay Israel in Israel, שהקדימו לפניך בסיני, נאסר ונשמע. אומר להם, לא יזור ישראל וישראל, שהשפילו את הגביה והשפיע את השופט, ומי יוצא לו פסלם בעיך. דורש רבה ביר הזין לנו שמי רבה מזין לנו שמי רבה עשה, מה היא תחסיב? כל יום רבי שם, אם שלמים וחיים רבים, וחיים נוגי זו ועובר. That posik has reference to Anshe Ninve. So in other words, the Jewish Mikro tells us that no matter how many there'll be in Ninve, so they will be destroyed. So, but the more that Hashem says, "Vei Adam shetzneis of Mitzumtzum, Yasem and Zlok, v'kol shmishem Rubi, Mai v'chein Ogezu v'ova Atonis of Mishmoel, Kol Agedis Minchosor v'Yisem and Zloko, Nitzal Midino Shogene, Moshe Mishtei v'chein Rishol Yehidu v'Mayim Achat Zuzo v'Hasein Zuzo, Zuzo Ofo v'Shem Zuzo Loyo, V'Nisicho, Ono Ba'azut Reach, Yomi Amazbarnis Na Zloko, Yasem Zloko, Yasem Zloko, Rien Choy, Tone Rav Yisei, Shuvi Marlon is Simone Aminis. In other words, if somebody is anointing himself and still gives doke, so that's a very big mitzvah. It's a very big mitzvah. The Rambam says, in Lechas Matos Alim, that even an oni hamispanis minatz doko is mechuyev to give doko. But it all depends how much he gives. And if he mistakes himself and he decides that not to have any luxuries and to lead just a life with necessities in order to be able to keep stock, then it's a very high madrid. Alright, now the thesis. Atoras Hasanim appears the Kuntres Atora Mamish. So a chosin is not allowed to make a garland on his head, a chosin. Very near it. Doma alobut el beit esetel vishonu leveret vishal hodes, avut shokami vishal chiles muta. The derech lasis atoma mishokai. That's not such a strong cash. Because why couldn't a garland be made out of small reeds? What Teitzer says, that from that moment it's mashma, that atoma chasani does not have reference to atoma mamish, to a garland that worn on the head. But, el atoma sheisim kein kipo. Atoma sheisim kein kipo, like a kenet, a chupet. Uvirish Kodom Bikoma, Ladak to the Rish Mamish, El Mayom Rish. Now, you're not allowed to make a chuppah. I mean, all the chuppahs. Everybody has a chuppah, and that's a canopy over the heads of the chosin and the kalim. The answer is because the Gemara says, in regard to Torah Sasani, Lo Yishon Lo Shol Vered Mishol Hodes, in other words, Oilach Aname, according to Tesis, it's also to make a canopy exclusively out of flowers. So the canopies are made usually are made of material, of velvet, of material. So that kind of atoro is mutter. But to make a canopy over the chosin's head, out of flowers, out of body, of roses, so that is also a commentator. Uverish chodim dikoma latom sheisim kein kipu. ובריש חולון מקום לאו דווקא בריש ממש, אלא מה לא מריש? ובסך הסביר את זמן האטומה שבחלי מיס, פרשנה מהגנים כי נקיף איס מזוביס, שאיסי בחלי מיס. ולא להבי כלילה ודהבי, כי ההיד במאישו, וכאומה, נופי כמה כלילה, בנדוי. So in other words, and it's not the כלילה דהבי. So, that the Gemara discusses in Shabbos. In Shabbos, the Gemara says that a woman is not allowed to go out on Shabbos with a new shozo. But that only on Shabbos it's also. Rabbi Akiva bought only on Shabbos it's also, but Mesacheir, it's muta for a woman to put on a new shozo, a garland with gold on it. But a kale is a vilas a lechuk mozose, and that the pumas, achrim shogitus, the hachomim asered a new shozo on the head of the kale. But only for a cow it's osa. But for another woman it's not osa. Rabbi Akiva made for his wife, he made a tachshit yeshozor. So the whole shia of Yerushalayim Shozor is the wife originated in that gemara that Rabbi Akiva made the yeshozor, a yeshozor for his wife. So that's not osir, but only for a kali it's osir. Mashein came on Shabbos, so it's osir for any woman to wear a yeshozor. Why? Because a yeshozor was not a common tachshit, it was an unusual tachshit, so there is a zere, dume shalfe. Maybe the woman would be allowed to wear a garland of zol, with zol in it, on Shabbos, so when she meets one of her friends, she'll take it off, and absent-mindedly, I mean, inadvertently, she might carry it in her hand while showing the garland shozor, the ear shozor. So because of that, it's osir. But the mechayil, for all other women, it's muter to wear an ear shozor. Mashinkin, by kali, it's osir. So by the kali, it's osir only a certain kind of lily. That's an ear shozor. But a garland that is made out of roses is muter. Mashinkin, migia chasani. So any garland is osir, whether it is kesef, zor, flowers, any kind of garland, or like a crown, and the head for chasanim is osir. So, do me that Torah has covered in for you, we say that, do me your shozo, we feel it by the Isha, or we say to Isha be your shozo, me chvalu b'chil sho, and we daft ke chasonim be kalis osu, we should see b'chil say it, but chasanim, any garland is osu, and kalis only in your shozo. Kedai, in Kino also, they have a makna she b'vish chasanim. בזמן שנצנפת ראש כנגודו, ואיש ששוטים, שכן הביא את חוי המדבס, כי נחסיב ועשיסו להם אבניקים ומדבויץ, ומפורש לבוא משנגודים, הקש, והוא יוציץ, והוא יסובלים לו חוי המדבס, אבל שכנגודו הוא יסופתן לו חוי המצנפת. מי הוא אין הרי, באשר חמור השם הגמורת, היא קורנה ממצנפת ושל הביא. לפיירת בו בשם הביומה, לא מעלה כמצנפש, שולח על מהם ואף לא ישוביס, לא כתוכת ריש כאין גודל ושאין עושה רעו לחסן, כי מפורש כאין כאין גודל, שהוא ריש ושר בישראל. So we see from this Gemara, Gemara says here, נסתלקו מצנפש לריש כל כאין גודל, נסתלקו התורו מריש כל עודו. But the Chachomim didn't ask her, and התורו for any other person who is not a person. So only for a chosni yaser. Why? Because a chosni is never a king of. I mean, everybody knows of the Maimah Chazal that chosni is another. That's a pirkei de Rav Lezer. But there is another halacha that chosni is never a king of. And this is this gemara that chosni is never a king of. Bizman she nistalko. Nistalko mitznefes merish king godom, nistalko atorom merish kolodom, and what does it mean kolodom? Not kolodom, but king godom. Because chosni is the king godom. And the Gemara in Yitkotno also says, minayim lechosni shemeisev bereish, is nayim lechosni shemeisev. So the Gemara says, shenema, lechosom yechayim peyya, makeyen bereish, ap chosni bereish. Makein reish shenema mikdashtei, but it doesn't mean the mikdashtei that applies to every king hege. No, it has reference to a special mikdashtei that applies to a king godo, because just as there is a mitzvah incumbent upon Yisraelim to be mechabed a king hege because of mikdashtei, so there is a special chiyuv to be mechabed a king godo. So makein means king godo. So that means that not only is Chosn Deim al-Berech, but Chosn is Deim al-King God also. So the Mokeh for Chosn Deim al-Berech is the Pirkei de Rav Lezer. But the Mokeh that Chosn is Deim al-King God is the Gemara Meiskotni. Chosn Meisei Bereish, Shenema Kechosn Yechal Be'eir, and also this Gemara, that Nistalko Mitznefes Mereish King Godu, Nistalko Atoro Mereish Hora. Because of that, the Chachomim Aseret and Atoret a garland Bereish Mosu. בזמן הזה שאימייסים בייס נושים, לא ימשינו לו יהיו בייס חיש, עם ריצו, עם ריצו לגרשו. ואם אין ריצו, מה תראו לי זה אחרס? So when we say that the husband is not allowed to be divorced within 12 months, that was Bismarck Talmud. So it was muta to be nice in Shachas. So in any way, the husband didn't have to be a beruka. So in other words, he could marry another woman. So in any way, that is that he is not allowed to divorce her within the 12 months. Masha'ikin today, he cannot marry another woman. So in any way, we don't impose that hardship upon the husband when the woman is a neoveskid in Tzare, that he should not give her a get until 12 months expire. In other words, in order to, what's the purpose of that takone? The purpose of that takone is to force her, to pressure into desisting from being a neoveskid. That's the purpose of the takone. But, so this man Agmore, when it was mitot in Nisei Shacheres, so it wasn't such a hardship upon the husband. But now that he, as long as he doesn't divorce her, he can't marry someone else. So in other words, he'll be forced to remain an ogun for 12 months. So in the middle, he's allowed to divorce her even within the 12 months. So he said, "Vaze sheneisim beis moshim v'mishanim oni beis chedesh." He relates to the Darsha. He relates to matir lo lisachers. V'yesh chelki she'ei lahatir lo lisachers. Anyway, so in other words, so another reason, another ground for Heta Meir Rabbonim is if a woman is meyodes, yudveis chidesh, if she is meyodes mitash mishamito, kidei litzayir es bayo, for 12 months, if she perseveres for a period of 12 months to be in meyodes mitash mishamito, kidei litzayir, so that's another ground for Heta Meir Rabbonim. So again, there are many gdele achrenim, abgilegia, in tshuva peveitz. So, in tshuva peveitz, now the Rashbo says, there is a tshuva sa Rashbo, and again, we are all machmir, we pass in lechumre, in regard to Lisa Shtenoshi, in all the machlekes of Hashem. The Rashbo in the tshuva, he says, that if a woman is a meyodes mitash mishamito ki mitzar, yeisa min veis chedesh, so Besni can be matter her, to can matter him, to marry another woman without Heta Meir Rabbonim. So then the Barik says, no, this cannot be done, because without Heta Meir Rabbonim, so then every husband will be able to come and tell a story to Besni that this woman was a meyodes and who knows who best be in a position to determine whether she is a meyodes kidelitzare or she is a meyodes because he's most of her or for other reasons that she is a meyodes. I mean, it's very difficult to determine what the kavone of the woman was. In other words, in order to be a meyodes kidelitzare, so it must be established. So the Malik says that we cannot be matir her. We cannot be matir him. To be Nesin Shacheres on the basis of the Taine, of Meyodes Kidulitzare, Yesam in Reshech. So you cannot, because in the Rosso. So if a husband is a difficult husband, the Marik says, so sometimes if his wife was Rikhot Avshile, she allowed his food to be burned, so then the husband will come to Bezna and she'll say, she's a meyodes, and maybe she's a meyodes not litzare, maybe she's a meyodes for other reasons. So because of that, we cannot be matter him to be neisei shacheres. Now, so all the achrim say pasken like the Marik, not like the Rashbo. In other words, that if a woman is a meyodes litzare yesam yeis chedesh, so we cannot give the husband the heter to marry another woman just like that. But they all say with Heta Meir Rabbonim, so then it can be used as Reb Yosef Shaul Natizan, he's the only one in the Shavuos Teshuva Sheva Meishi, he's machmir. He said because of that's why of the Marik, because after all the Marik mentions a good reason as to why Bezdin cannot be matter, because according to the Rashba, we don't even have to resort to a Heta Meirabonim. So we do not even have to resort to Heta Meirabonim. So Bezdin can be matter him to be Nesi Isha Acheres without Meirabonim. So when the Marik says, no, we cannot be matter him. Why? Because it's very difficult to determine the facts, what the motive of the issue is. So sometimes it's possible that she, in the mood of anger, she said, I made this because I want to torture him. But that might be, she might say it, but in her heart it wasn't because of Ritzari. She just said it Ritzari because she might try to change him because he's not nice towards her. So maybe the Marik says that we cannot be matir on the basis of meyades. We cannot be matir the husband to marry Elisha Acheres on the basis of meyades Yisa Mitchides, because it's difficult to determine the motive. So Rav Yisuf Shaul Nathanson says, since this is the time that the Marik mentions, so maybe even with the Heta Meirabonim we cannot be matir the husband to marry another woman, because it's difficult to determine. It's not hefker. I mean, Heta Meirabonim must be based upon a good cause. But since the Marik mentions that here there is a possibility of abuse, and that many a husband might claim that she is a meirdes kiloitzare, when in fact she was only magdichot avshile, and he was the mainly responsible for this conflict, so Memele, we cannot be matia. So Rabbi Yisuf Shaul Nathanson says that even on the basis, even with the Heta Meirabonim, we cannot be matia into the Neisachers. But Rabbi Yisuf Shaul Nathanson, the Shein Omeishiv, is the only one who is so machmir. Now, the Zdechemet, there are many tshuvas in the Zdechemet, and Zdechemet says that the Shein Omeishiv's shite is a shite tchuyo, and we shouldn't rely on that shite. So that means that the practice is that if a woman, so that's another ground for Heta Meirabonim, so because we are not cheshish for the shite of the Shein Omeishiv, so that means if a woman is in meyades, and if it appears to Bezdin that it really was a masvitzare, so then with the Heta Meirabonim we can be matter the husband to be neis in shachetz. Now, Rabbi Kivegia in Tshuve, in the Shalos Tshuves, Rabbi Kivegia in Eben Ezer, Tshuve Peveis, I think. So he has a Tshuve of a woman who was a meirdes, mitash mishamito for 4 years, and then she brought suit in Achoes. She brought suit in Achoes, and to dissolve the marital relationship. What took in court? So Rabbi Gileadier is paskins, but I don't think, I mean, that the practice is to be made like Rabbi Gileadier. But Rabbi Gileadier paskins that in such a case, Bezdin, he is matir. Rabbi Gileadier is matir, the husband, to marry another woman even without Meirabonim. Because Meirabonim was not such an easy thing in those days. Maybe today it's much easier. So through the mail you send in to members of an organization, and in 1 week you can get 100 signatures of 100 rabbis. But in those days it was a very difficult ordeal to get a Heta Meirabonim. So because of that, because of the special circumstances, she was a meirdes for 4 years, and then she brought suit in Achoes, so Rabbi Gileadier was matir the husband to marry another woman even without Meirabonim. And he says, actually, the Rashba, the Marik, is not chilek on the Rashba. And the only reason as to why the Marik is chilek on the Tshuvas Rashba is because it is capable of abuse. In other words, because how can Bezdin always determine whether she was a meirdes on Las Litzare? Maybe she was not on Las Litzare. Maybe he is primarily responsible for this tense relationship between them. So, but in this case, where she was a meirdes not for Yudveis Chidesh, but she was a meirdes for Dalet Shonim, and in addition she even brought suit in Achoes against the husband, then it's a raya brure that there is no doubt that she is the one that is responsible for this situation. So even according to the Marik, he can get a heter to marry another woman without merah. But the practice is that without merah bonim, we don't give a heter to anybody to be nesei shachas, to be nesei shachas. Now, another Indian in connection with the heter merah bonim, like in connection with mishtatus, that I would like to discuss, that there is a machlokes achera. Now, we saw in Simen Kuf Yutes that there is a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramo. If a woman is mishtatis, so the Mechaber passes like the Rambam, that if a woman is mishtatis, so manicho v'nisei acheres, umachilo umashke mishalo, v'nechayu nisei mishir ksus v'ine, v'nechayu v'rapis. This is the Rambam. So according to the Rambam too, so he is mechuyev to provide for him, but mishal atzma. So as I said, the previous chabure, that in case where the woman doesn't have her own funds, and he has, so just as the Gabi Kibudav, so the halacha is that even though he passed, like the mandoma mishalav, but if the av doesn't have, and the son has, so then he's mechuyev to mifanes mishalei, according to many rishonim, not just on the basis of tzedakah. On the basis of tzedakah, so there is no doubt, but on the basis of kibudav, so here too, since a husband is mechuyev to mechabit his ishtei, so memeire, when the Rambam says, v'imechayim meisei b'sheir ksus, he means, v'imechayim meisei b'sheir ksus, on the basis of sheir ksus of lo yikra. And that's called, but on the basis of kibud, yes. But if it's on the basis of kibud, so if she has her own money, so he's not mechuyev to spend his own money. Because just as by kibudav, he's not mechuyev. But in case where she doesn't have and he has, so then even according to the Rambam, he would be mechuyev to support her, because the Rambam says that he's mechuyev to provide for her, support, mishalom. So that's on the basis of kibud. Anybody, Ramo, he passed in like the Rashbon, the Tur, the Ramah, the Ayved. I discussed it in the previous Chabure, that is Lishitasayu, that in case of Nishtatis, so he's Mechuyev to support her. He's Chayev in the Nisewu. So that's the Psak of the Ramah. That's the way he passed. So now, when a Heker, so we passed like the Ramah, there is no doubt that he's Mechuyev to support her. Now, when a Heker Meir Rabbonim is given to a husband to marry another woman because the first wife is mishtatis, so then it's mentioned in the Takone from Rami Rutenberg, that's the Takone that's expressive of the Takone of Rabbi Gershon, that the Meir Rabbonim cannot give him a heter unless he is mashlish the ksuv, unless he is mashlish the ksuv. So he has to be mashlish the ksuv before. So that was part and parcel of the Takone of Rabin Gersh, that when the Meir Rabbonim are matter him to the Meisei Acheres, so first he must be mashlish the ksuve for him. Of course, he is mechuyev in her mizenis, because there's the psak of the Ramo, that he is mechuyev in Zinesel, and we're forced, so that means he has to support. Now the question is, so on that point there is a machlekes achayim. It's mentioned in the Takonis of Rabbi Netam and Rabbi Rutenberg that we can best cannot give him a heter to be nesei acheres unless he's mashlish the ksuve with someone. So does he also have to be mashlish the support for a number of years? Does he have to give a guarantee? Does he have to give a guarantee that he will support her? Or only he's only mechuyev to be mashlish leksuve. But as far as the mizeines are concerned, because I thought the mizeines is, the ksuve is a chiyuv that he became indebted to her at the time he married. So memele, Rabbi Gershon was misakein that he has to be mashlish leksuve. Mashlish in the support of the mizeines, that's on the basis of sheyo ksusov in osov yikra. So that's from day to day obligation. So memele, he's not mechuyev to be mashlish support for the future years. to provide her, because right now he's only mechuyev to support her today. He's not mechuyev now to support her tomorrow, so memele, he's not mechuyev to be mashlish nizeinis for her. Now, so, on that point there is a machlekes achreim. There are some achreim who say that the Takonis Rabbi Gershon was only that he's mechuyev to be mashlish the ksuvim, but he's not mechuyev to be mashlish the nizeinis. However, the Beis Yitzchok, it's Rabbi Yitzchok Shmelkes, so he says, I think that Abnezer also, I think, not, but the Beis Yitzchok certainly. So the Beis Yitzchok, he says, that it's a Kalvachema. If the Takonis Abnetam say that he cannot be given a heter to be Neisi Shacheres, unless he makes sure that is mashlish the ksuve, so in regard to the mizeinis, he certainly has to be mashlish mizeinis. He certainly has to be mashlish mizeinis. So in other words, what does it mean mashlish mizeinis? Mashlish mizeinis means that as far as possible, he has to give a guarantee that he's going to support her, not that he'll marry another woman and then he'll live her like hefker. And there will be no way of enforcing his support to her. So that's a machlekes achreim. Then another thing that is mentioned, Rav Kalman discussed that. So the Tshuves Bach mentions that if a woman is nishtatis, so then we cannot give him a heter to marry another woman unless he is mashlish get with someone. In other words, he has to be mashlish get with someone. In other words, he appoints, he writes a get. Right now he can divorce her because she's nishtatis. So if she's in Shemeres, in Yochel Vishmeres Gitter, so then the Raisa she's incapable of being divorced. If she's Yochel Vishmeres Gitter, but Yochel Vishmeres Hatzmo, so the Raisa she's capable of being divorced. But in the Rabbonon he can divorce her. So Mimele, so he can divorce her right now. But the Chol HaPoches, the Tshuves Bach says, he has to be mashlish get. He has to write a get for her, and he has to appoint the shliach, and he has to tell the shliach that when she is cured, and she'll be capable of being divorced, when she'll be yidas lishmeres gito, and she'll be yidas lishmeres atzmo, when there'll be no problem with divorcing her, then he should hand over the get to her. Now, so the question arises, so many achrenim raise a masik against the Bach. What's the purpose of this hashloshes haget? Hashloshes haksuve, that's mentioned in Takones of Rabbi Netan and Maran Rotila. But hashloshes haget, what's the purpose? That there is a loche that kol milse, the yiu limotze obid, shluchen anu limotze men. Shluchen anu limotze men. So mimele, so what is the purpose? What is the purpose of being mashlish get? He's mashlish get, so he appoints someone as a shliach, that if and when she becomes cured of her insanity and she'll be in a position to be divorced, he should hand over the get. But will the shliach miloche be able al pedin to hand over the get? There is a loche called Gimorei Nozia Dafidveis, called Nusad the Yuli Motzovit, Shluchanam Motzovit, and it's mashma from the Sugei Nozia, that it's not just an undene, because the Mishalach doesn't have the intention of authorizing the Shliach to blame. No, Al-Pidin, even if the Mishalach authorizes explicitly the Shliach to do it, he cannot do it, because since at the time of the Minu HaShliches, the Mishalach was incapable of doing it, so the Shliach cannot do it. So what's the purpose of being Mashlishim? Of being Mashlishim? So, alright, there is a Shittes HaRishonim that this whole halacha of Kol Milse Diyul Novit Shliach L'motzem Eved is only based upon Undene. But if the Mishalach authorizes him, so then the Shliach can fulfill the Shliches. But there is a riot from the Gemara in Ozi to the contrary. So, the Ritziv in Meshiv Dovo, he says that what the Bach says, the Bar doesn't mean that he has to be mashlish get, and then, let's say, as when the woman, let's say, becomes cured of her insanity, So then the Shliach can turn over the get, hand over the get to the Yisho, and then the Yisho will be divorced. The Bach will be made it. The Bach will be made it that even when the woman is cured from her insanity, so then the husband has to be told to execute another get. And because that get that was executed and that was done, al the shlichas to the sefer and al the shlichas to the shliach liloche, so that get cannot be given because kol bilus and biul of it shliach nana the matzav. But the justice Rabbi Nigash provided, made sure litakonis oisha that he should be mashlish niksuve. Why? That he should not divorce her without even giving her the ksuve. So in the melee, he was misaken that he should be mashlish get. And what is the purpose of the ashloshes aget? Now there is a shite of the Rashbam in Bava Basra Daf Kuf Mem Vov. Daf Kuf Mem Vov. The Rashbam. The other Rishonim were Chilek. The Rishonim were Chilek on the Rashbam. But that's the shita of the Rashbam in Bava Basra Daf Kuf Mem Vov on the base. So the Rashbam says, now a Baal is Yerush Eshishtei. A Baal is Yerush Eshishtei. So the Rashbam says that if a husband executed the get, he executed the get because he decided to divorce his wife. But somehow the divorce was delayed. Divorce was delayed. He was decided to divorce her ultimately, but he postponed it. And then in the meantime, while he was postponing the Maisa Agereshin, so his wife died. So the male, the husband, does not Yashna. So he says, this is Rashbam Shit. Umehochesh Vahino, Tafkuf Memvorom and Beis, Shemi Shemeiso Ishte, Mitechtote, Sheyesh Bidaite Ligarsho, Shuv in Yersho, Kidamrino Misahazgit Mishinosa, and Inov Ligarsho, Shuv in Lebalpes. So the Meishu Dovo says that was the purpose of being Mashlish Get, in order to make sure that the Baal will not take advantage of his insane wife. So just as Rabbi Nigash was Misaki, that he cannot be given a heta to Gneisi Isha Acheres unless he is Mashlish Deksube, and according to some Achrenim, he has to make some guarantee, like submitting a bond, that he'll support his wife, according to some Achim. Other Achim say not. But so, he also was misakim Rabbi Nigershin that he has to be mashlish get. Not that this get can be handed over by the Shliach, if and when she becomes cured of her insanity. No, that he couldn't do. But, so, if and when she becomes cured of the insanity, so then you'll have to execute another get. Now, then you'll have to divorce the first wife immediately. As long as she's insane, he cannot divorce her. But, and he married another woman. So mainly the moment the first wife becomes cured, so he'll be the Yisrael of Chayim Rabbi Nigarshin, because she's already capable of being divorced. So the first opportunity that he has to divorce his first wife, he'll have to divorce his first wife. But we are afraid, Rabbi Nigashi was afraid, maybe the husband will be hesitant to divorce his wife after she's cured of her insanity, in order to be able to yarsh her. So in order to make sure that the husband should not be able to inherit her, to yarsh his wife, even when she becomes cured, so he might decide not to divorce her. He'll refuse to divorce her. She's cured, she's safe, and he'll say he doesn't want to divorce her in order to yashin her property. Because he bows here, she's ishte. Now if he divorces her, and then she dies, he cannot yashin her property. So Mimele Rabbi Gershon was misake that he should be mashlishi get. So true dead get cannot be handed over to the isha, and so that the isha should be divorced with that get, because that mila shliches is ineffective, because Kol Mil said yule motzavit shlucha lemotzavit shlucha lemotzavit. But according to the Rashbam, so mi shemei so yishtei mitech ktoto sheyesh b'daitel igalsho shuvin yesho, so memele he will not have a motive to postpone divorcing her after she's cured from her insanity. After she's cured from insanity. So even though the Minu Ashlichas is not Chal, but since he turned it over, he was mashing to get to the Shliach. So Mimele, it's Loigora from the case of someone who executed the get, and he postponed giving the get, and in the meantime, his wife died. So then the Rashbam says that he cannot divorce her. So that is the reason as to why Rabbi Gershon was misaken. It was why Rabbi Gershon was misaken that he has to be mashlish get. Not that this get should be handed over to her and that she should become divorced, because that she couldn't do. Because Kol Mil said the diul matzavik shluach namen matzav. I mean, I'm mentioning what the Mishnah Dovah says because this sheds light on how much the Chachmei Yisrael, I mean, were concerned with the welfare of the woman. So in other words, according to the Mishnah Dovah, so Rabbi Gershon was misaken that he should be mashlishi get in order to prevent the possibility of an unscrupulous husband trying to take advantage of his sick wife, that he should refuse to divorce his wife after she is cured from her insanity in order to yashi her. So because of that, Rabbi Gershon was misaken that he has to be mashlish, not only the ksuve, but he has to be mashlish to get with the shliach. All right. Yes, hold on. No, that depends. Whether Ksivas Aget requires Shlichas or not, or just Ksivas Machud Hashem. According to the Rebbe, that Ksivas Aget requires not just Ksivas, but Shlichas, some may only apply the Halacha Kol Mil said Yom Motzavit Shlichas
Matzamah. Why is he able to make the Get, but he's not able to make the Ksivas now? The Ksivas Aget, the confection of the Get, is not able to make. But let's say you write to pick up and she became pure after he wrote the get. You won't be able to give it to her.
No, it's a question. I mean, that's right. She's not capable of being divorced. So it's some melees, the get would not be valid. Because right now she's incapable of being divorced. It's like writing a get. Suppose someone writes a get for a woman whom he intends to, he's engaged to her, and he intends to marry her, but he also intends to divorce her after he marries her. And suppose he writes the get before he marries her.
Yeah, but now it's not shaykh, it's not shaykh again. It's not shaykh because of the suit.
Yeah, alright, but if she's a yidas rishner of Ito, and the raisa, she's incapable of being divorced, so then the get is written at that time, so the get is, so it's not even Mishmo.
And now also the Machlokes to Marash, in Shabbos, what we should do if we have our choice.
Yeah.
I mean, the child is in what the Takona was. Takona's Rabbi Nevi Hashemur, I mean, how we should we know it? The question is whether there was the Takona, the Takona's Rabbi Nevi Hashemur, if he has such a choice,
So the Shaila is, what was the Takona of Rabbi Nevi
Hashemur?
After all, I mean, he was the one who decided, you know.
I mean, but
whatever he was misaken, that's the deal. So
let's say there's a head to provoke his daughter. Said, Marash said we should be known like this. Maybe we should be known like this. I mean, Shad is it this This is the takana.
This is the takana. We have to say like that. It has affect some massive kind of we do that. Why does he emphasize that this is homo, that is homo? It doesn't depend upon that. It depends upon the kabone of familiarity. The answer is, if this is more homo, so in many ways the kabone of familiarity was that it should do that, which is less homo.
Also, it should be, since the other, the